is KD2DGR listening.
Hold on, Rocky. Let me check. It's no big deal. I can check it out in my M6 right away. It's no big deal. I forgot the PO of this repeater.
It's 1413.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, thanks. So how you doing tonight?
KD2BOR, KD2DK. I'm doing pretty good. Got a late night meal. I guess kind of slept in late today. But, of course, Beth made been really good with some chopped up ham. I wouldn't know what to call it, but I'll tell you what, I must have put on a good 4 or 5 pounds with this meal. It was yummy.
KD2BOR, very good. Always good to enjoy a meal. So, when did you finally finish the Zambuca yesterday?
Well, I think I was talking to you. That was the last little sip that was left. You know, no more, but hey, it was fun while it lasted. I have to save up for some more. Well, see, now I have to think of my priorities. What do I want to save up for? More Sambuca or the Olinko?
I think I'd go with the Olinko. In your case, I think I'd go with the Olinko first.
Exactly. I've enjoyed the Sambuca. Time to enjoy the Olinko.
Yeah, that would be nice if that deal would come through. It sounds too good to be true. I'm not doubting Victor. He's, you know, I wouldn't think he would, you know, fool around like that. But that would be, that would make me feel bad if he could get him for that.
Well, not necessarily. Not if you can get in on it, like you said, and then, you know, swap out the one you've got at home.
Yeah. I don't know. I hate to depart with a radio. Maybe if we could ever talk Debbie into putting up an antenna at our house, I could always put the 7800 up there.
I don't know what to say, Rock. You know, I mean, it's an antenna, you know? It's not, I mean, I don't know. But, you know, like you said, it is her house, so, you know. But it's kind of it's frustrating when you want to use your radio over there and, you know, you really can't. You're limited, you know. I feel bad for you.
That's why I was thinking about the Olinko in the truck, and then I could do a little cross-band repeat and be in the house, like I said, talking on my F6, and still the truck gets out pretty good, you know?
KD2BOR, KD2DKO. Yeah, that's a good idea. But when you're cutting mowing the grass or whatever, and you're out in the yard, definitely. But you know, it can't be a permanent situation because you wouldn't want the battery to die out in the truck.
Yeah, if you got a good battery in there, the radio's not going to draw the battery down that fast. I'm due to change my battery anyway, even though it'll be 3 years. No, it's 3 years old already. By the time the winter comes around, by the time December comes around, another couple months, it'll be 4 years old. So I'm probably right before the winter going to throw a new battery in there and just get it over with.
Yeah, very good. You know, I guess that's the best way to just replace it every few years or whatever. And that way, you know, you don't have to run into hazards of it just dying out in the middle of the winter. Hey, I got my connectors today from China, the double PL259 and the SO239 to SMA, so that I can, I believe the meter, so it said it's in Kearney tonight, so I'm guessing tomorrow it might be delivered. So when I get that, I can check the SWR of the bow thing. I've always been curious. And then, you know, after that, I'll just put it permanently on the Kenwood.
Hey, very good. I check mine every once in a while. I don't know if I want it in line. Now, they're not going to change overnight, especially in the shop here. The antenna hasn't fallen down, so the coax is new, you know. So once in a blue moon, I hook it up just to make sure the power of the radio's there. And that's what I want to check that antenna. That's why I got mine back from you. And I also keyed up that 7900 a couple times without an antenna hooked up to it. I forgot. I must have hit the AB switch. Let me let it drop. must have hit the AV switch carrying it in the house. And I got in the truck one morning, I'm trying to hit the repeater, and I'm saying, my God, I can't get into the repeater. And then I realized the switch was thrown.
Yeah, that's what happened to me when after I accidentally wiped out all the frequencies that I had stored on this radio, and I was starting to put it back in, and it wouldn't key the repeater, and I'm like, what's going on? And I didn't realize that I had it set so that the radio knew that I was using PL tone.
That radio's not too hard to program. I had no problem putting in this repeater when I was testing it out. That was a simple process.
It really is a nice radio, you know. It's pretty small, too, when you consider that it actually puts out 50 watts. Or it was actually set for more than 50, because when I had the SWR meter hooked up to it, it was shooting out close to 60.
Yeah, that's pushing that final. Somebody left that up at 60 watts and ran it at 60 all the time. I don't know what the life expectancy of that power module in there. That power module's pretty big, as you noticed. That thing's bigger than I thought it was.
Well, that's why it's got a big heat sink there. I don't know, you know, as long as I'm running it low, I don't have a problem with it. If I was to actually, you know, get into high power, and like I said, I brought it down to about 40 watts, so it should be okay, this, you know, for what it does. And for this repeater, I'm on this repeater, I'd say 95 to 99% of the time, you know. So, and whatever other repeaters I go on, I never use it more than I'm, you know, low power to medium top. So, just radio is really good for what it does on 2 meters. I don't see myself ever using that high power for more than, you know, just a test, and that would be it, you know.
Yeah, the night I was using it at my house when I was talking to you on it, I had it on high power, you know, because of the J-pole being inside. And I noticed that heat sink was starting to get a little warm, so, you know, I backed off and let it cool down.
Now I'm sharing that fan that you gave me. I put it, you know, most of the time I have it on the power supply. When I get a little long-winded on here, I'll just, you know, switch it. I take it over and I put it on top of this, and it cools it off, like, within 30 seconds. It's that powerful. It's really good. I like that fan.
KD2DKO, KD2BOR, per ID. Yeah, I keep mine on all the time on top of the Elenco. My truck, I'm not that long-winded in the truck. It does have a fan on it. The 2 meter radio in the truck does not have a fan, so I don't talk that long on 2 meters anyway, so I don't worry about that too much. I'm getting warmed up. I meant on 220.
Particular radio I have, this is good for bass, because you know, like I said, I've got the fan on it, and you don't get long winded. It's good, but if I was to take this on the road without it having a built in fan, and as small as it is, I would expect it to get really hot.
Hey, you remember Charlie? He used to have a fan on his 605 in the car before he put this Kenwood in, because the 605 didn't come with a fan either.
So you're using two fans. You're putting the one on top of the 635, and also the one that you tested last night to see when it goes on and off, the one on the back. So that's the one that comes with the radio, right?
Yeah, I got a little shop towel, which is very thin. I cut out the size of the radio, and I put it on top of the radio. This doesn't do anything. The air goes right through it, and that at least is filtering the dirt. So it's not blowing all over. Once in a while I take the rag off and blow it off with an air hose.
I'm kind of curious as to how many amps is it drawing, like right now when you transmit. Like right now I have it set on low power over here, and it's 3.2 amps that it's drawing.
With the fan on, this Elenco draws 7.1 amps on medium power. 7 amps right now while I'm talking.
All right, I just bumped it up to medium power, and it's drawing 4.1 at medium power, and that's including the 0.1 amp that the fan is drawing. So it's 4.1 at medium.
Yeah, I'm on high power right now. It's drawing 8.7 amps with the fan on.
All right, I'm now at high power, which is about 40. I see the light turning on that radio, and with the fan running, it's at 7.1 amps. So I would guess it's 7 without the fan. Now 7.2. So let's say between 7.1 and 7.2.
I just shut my fan off. I can tell you while you were talking, I shut the fan off, and that fan of mine draws 2 amps.
Yeah, this one draws between 0.1 and 0.2 amps.
Be right back, Carlos. I didn't even realize that I got my hands oily from taking the filter off. I got to go wash my hands and clean my microphone. I'll be right back.
Well, I'm going to take a 5-minute break, so I'll be back shortly after that. This is KD2DKO. We're going to be on the side.
Kilowatt 2, Mike India, Japan, KB2TIA calling.
KB2TIA, K2MIJ.
I heard you on 40, but the bands just stink today.
I missed what you said. Did you say you heard me on 40?
Yes, I did. You're on 7.200.
Ah, that's good to know. You mean you just heard me just a little bit ago, correct?
That is correct.
Ah, good. That's good to know. That's my new balance. I'm testing it out. I've got it quickly jury-rigged. And I'm not getting anywhere. Nobody's hearing me. But the bands stink. So it's a terrible night to try it out. So you're a lifesaver. You're letting me know I'm getting out. I was just down in the CW portion. And I'm definitely being heard. I mean, the balun works. The tuner takes it down to a 0 SWR. I'm flat on 40. Get flat on 20. I haven't tried it elsewhere yet, but that little Aircore balun works.
Very good. I mean, if you didn't tell me that was in line, I would never know. You sounded just like yourself. The bands are really crappy. The two guys I heard talking were very light, so up on 20 in my portion anyway, 14.3, there was a couple of Spanish guys, but otherwise there really wasn't much on 20 either. And I cruised 18, I took my time going through it, and the best I heard was just some very faded out, you know, you could just tell somebody's there, but can't even pick out a word. So I said, wow, the band's really awful. So when QRZ got started, it says pretty much everything is fair, but I would debate that. KB2TIA.
Yeah, K2MIJ. Yeah, well, that's I was down on 20. I heard EA3 BOX. I tried getting him. He said I was way too light, but then again, I'm on the 817, so at least he heard me. I'm running QRP. I've only so far put 5 watts into the balun. But now that I know it works, I'll throw it on the 450 and put 100 watts into it. But it's great. It works. And like I say, same thing for me. I was hearing not much of anything on 20. I did hear, like I say, EA3 BOX. He heard me, but I was too light. I had another Italian station, Italy 5 Romeo Mike. He queried me 2 or 3 times, but told me I was too weak. But not bad for 5 watts on such terrible condition. So the Ballon works. Very simple to build. That's what I was trying to do. I was just videotaping myself. I was working, I got spotted on 40 by four spotters on a reverse beacon network. So I know it's getting out, and as long as you heard me, that gives me hope.
Yeah, I didn't detect any problems, nothing. You know, if you didn't say you were on that, I would have no idea. So I saw the pictures on the group webpage, and looked good to me. So I'm going to probably follow in your footsteps. I always wanted to build one for myself to have here, and so that would be good. Looks simple enough. Which wire did you use? I was trying to get a look at it. I was wondering what wire you used.
Okay, what I did was, I was going to throw that when I put up the building instructions. Go out on garbage night, and when you see somebody throwing out a vacuum cleaner or something, grab the, bring a pair of dykes with you on garbage night, and chop off the cord to the vacuum cleaner. Has some real nice stranded 16 gauge wire in there. That's what the Ballon is made out of. An old vacuum cleaner cord. I stripped it down, and two beautiful number 16 stranded wires in there. So I've got enough to probably make two or three Ballons. So that's what it's made out of, Steve. A piece of PVC. Some number 16 gauge wire, and that's it so far. I just got some alligator clips on it, and that's it. Piece of coax going to the tuna, and jury rig to the Delta loop. That's it.
Okay, it looks real good, and I think even I can follow those instructions. So, that Canadian card I got, I mentioned it. That is from that guy from the AM station.
Oh, cool. How cool is that? So that address worked then. You sent it to that address?
Yes, I did, because it's a thanks. And so it I had to have sent it out. I don't quite remember, but I send out a lot, so I'm going to be calling off with that for a while, though. And, yeah, I'm looking at the picture of your Ballon, so I think I could do that. And so, yeah, it was a cool contact, unusual to work in AM. And so I'm glad I got the card from the guy. It's nothing spectacular. It's just kind of a rainbowy colored background with his call sign. For some reason, I remember his call sign as VE3CX, CQ, you know. But what am I saying? CQ, not CX. And it's actually GU. So for some reason, I remembered it wrong. So that's why I didn't recognize the card when I got it. And I had to look it up, so when I looked it up in my log, I saw it was the AM contact.
Okay, so, wait a second, his call was GU? Because I thought I had it as CQ also, and I think that's how I looked him up. But then again, as I recall, when I looked him up, he's got three or four different calls. I never understand the Canadian system, because it seems like they have the ability to have numerous calls. So maybe that was one of his calls, but I thought it was CQ or CW or something. I'd have to go back in the log, but that's kind of how I remember it also.
Hold on a second. I know I can't find it. Just give me a minute. I want to find it.
All right, no problem. What is the date on the card? Because I'm trying to find it myself. Wow, I can't. I don't even remember the date. Yeah, okay, I found at 613. It was VE6CQ.
Yeah, that's what I have. So then, what the heck card is this, Ben? I thought this was that card.
Well, his name should be Rick. It should be Calgary. It should be on 21.427. Mode was AM. It should be around 1541 or somewhere in that vicinity.
Okay, I thought this said Rick. It says Ron. It's actually a different guy. Shows you got to look real close. This one is VE9GU.
Okay, VE9, so he was up in, Labrador or Newfoundland or one of the Atlantic, the Maritimes provinces.
Yeah, it says NB, so I assume that's New Brunswick, if I remember my Canada right. And, I mistook Rick for Ron. And, I'm goofed up as usual.
Alright, well, I was hoping you got an AM, an AM card. Well, alright, well, you guys still wait on that one then. Hey, getting to Brunswick's not bad. Sometimes it's hard getting the Maritimes. We're so close. That's a good one. At least you get some of the Maritime provinces. I've worked a bunch of them, but I don't know. They don't QSL through the bureau or whatever, because I never get any cards from them. One of these days, I want to go for that Maple Leaf Award. That's a pretty cool looking certificate. I think you got to work all the Canadian provinces. I have, I guess, the top one confirmed. I have the Northwest Territory. That was DE8, I forget his suffix, but that was a good one. He was up in the Northwest Territory, so that's probably about the toughest one to get. So I got that, and I've worked just about all of them. I've got many of the Maritimes. I'm not sure if I have all of them yet, but I don't have many of them confirmed. If I get them all confirmed, I guess I could send away for that Maple Leaf Award. It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, I have a couple. I'm missing a few. The one, only one time ever I heard Prince Edward Island, and there was a pile up. And it was back, I think it might have been 10 meters. I didn't have this radio. I wasn't even a general yet. And I was trying on that little Radio Shack 10 meter, and I was getting nowhere. But another time I heard a guy, I think he was in the Inuit territory, whatever they call it. It's like above Montreal. If you go like north, it was in the middle of nowhere. It's not like, not even a city there. And he said, the nearest I can tell you is 2 hours by plane north of Montreal. So, he was like giving a geographical location to people, you know, with the compass. And, that would be cool to get all Canada. I hit him a lot lately, so maybe it's that time of year. What am I going to say? Let me drop it a minute. I want to leave out Rocky, and I heard Carlos also. And I'll be going to Montreal in August. So I'll be KB2TIA / VE2.
All right, well, that's cool. I'll have to work you. I was going to say, when you said TEI, you should have been on, I think it was 2 weekends ago, was the Maritime Province CUSO party. I worked about 5 PEIs. Yeah, that was the weekend to work to all the Maritimes, Labrador, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia. They were all on. I think I got most of them. But like I say, I don't know. I never get any confirmation. So, but then again, they get the same problem with the postage. It's expensive there to mail a letter. I got one from BE3MCA, and I looked at the envelope, and it was like almost like $2 for this kind of mail to the States. I thought, man, that is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's just across the border. If I lived close to the border, I think I'd just cross to mail letters. I mean, that's absolutely, I was insane, the postage. But anyway, so the ballot works. I will do a write-up on it. And I found another site that has a different form of an Air Corps ballot. I will throw one of them together. I have all the material needed for that, so I'll throw a couple of them together. But this one definitely works. So anyway, I'll pass it back to you, and then you can pass it around. I didn't know anybody else was out here. I wasn't even listening. When I saw your text, I just jumped on. So back to you, Steve, and then you can pass it around. KB2TIA, K2MIJ.
Okay, Jim. I've been all over Canada. I've been to Canada a lot. But I've never brought my radio with me, strangely, oddly enough. So I think on this trip, I'll at least bring 2 meters and, 440, and maybe my 10 meter. So I'll at least take that at a minimum. So, and let's see what happens. But Canadian license is really kind of strange. They have the basic license, which will give you everything but HF. And then depending on what score you get on the test, like if you get an 80, then you get to run HF at like minimum power. And then if you get a, you go for the upgrade license or whatever, you can get to use power on HF. But they also have with their license, you have to have a certain score and a certain class of license to even go assist another ham. Like say if I wanted you to come over here and set up my equipment for me, you have to have a certain score before you're even allowed to build your own devices and stuff like that. They have a little different system than us. And I think they still have 5 words per minute. And then a higher, the higher license, you need like 16 words a minute. Let me see if Rocky's out here. KD2BOR, KB2TIA.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. KD2BOR. Good morning again. Good morning, Jim. Haven't heard you out there lately. How you been? Okay, Rocky. Good morning. I haven't been around that much. Not any social. Just I go into radio doldrums. I don't know if the bands aren't open. I tend to do things around the house and catch up on everything I was neglecting. So that's kind of what I've been doing. I'll stop in, I'll give a listen, and if anything's going on, I'll try to work it. And otherwise, it's just hit and miss. So that's all that's been going on around here. Just threw together, I'm sure you heard, a little ballon for HF there. And Charlie was interested in an article I had, and I've been meaning to build one, so today I had sent it off to Charlie, and I said, you know what, let me go in the garage and throw one together. So I did, and it worked. So I'm kind of happy about that. No ferrets needed, no toroids. It's just a Air Corps ballon, and it worked so far quite well. I just wish the bands were better, because I'd really like to test it out on more bands. But I will make sure it works, and then we'll try to work them another day when conditions are better. But anyway, so that's about it. That's about all that's going on, Rocky. Hope everything's going good with you. I'll pass it back to you, and then I think Steve said Carlos is out there too. I didn't know that, so I apologize. I didn't even know anybody was on. So over to you, Rocket, and you can pass it around. KD2BOR, K2MIJ.
Okay, Jim, very good. I hope you got your lawn all cut and everything too, because I know how you are with that from the short time that I know you. Okay, good talking to you. I'll put it down for a second. Carlos, KD2DKO, KD2BOR.
KD2BOR, KD2DKO. Good evening, actually good morning, Jim and Steve. How are you today? Over to you, Steve. I mean, let's go to Jim. Steve was just talking. K2MIJ, KD2DKO. How are you doing? You doing tonight, Jim?
Very good, Carlos. I'm hanging in there. I'm sure you you copied the mail, so I won't go through everything again. That's basically what I've been doing. I'm sure you saw on the Facebook page what's been going on here. I hope everybody got a kick out of my my QSO with Zex. You got to understand, he had a very big accent, and when he said his name, I was shocked at first, and I actually didn't call him by name the first time because I wasn't really sure what he said. So that was quite funny. I almost fell out of my chair when the one guy actually slipped and said that, and then added the other part. And I don't think he had any intention of doing it. He sounded like he was a rather elderly ham. So I don't even think he had a clue what he had said.
Yeah, did you see what I wrote? I said that you should have contacted him by calling him ZEX.
Yeah, I saw that, but I thought that might have been a little bit non-personal to use phonetics on the guy's name, but I don't know. I thought it was quite humorous when the old-timer said what he said, and so did other people, because the guy, I mean, I guess today the conditions have been so bad, and Steve and I have discussed this. When actually, I mean, Serbia, it's not all that rarest DX, but when band conditions are terrible, the minute anybody hears it, there's a huge pile-up, so he had quite a pile-up, and everybody kind of keyed up, and there was laughter from all corners of the globe.
Let me ask you, Jim, how do you know exactly when the conditions have opened up? I mean, is there any way for you to know, you know, without physically making contact with somebody? Is there some kind of a radar, you know, out there that would let you know when the bands are starting to open up again?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you can look at, there's a bunch of sites that show the conditions and what the solar flux is and the sunspot numbers, but you got to take all that with a grain of salt because, right now the numbers look great. I think it's like solar flux is 128 and the sunspots, I think before when I looked were the same, 128, which is not great, but should be showing good conditions. But I think we've got some kind of geomagnetic disturbance because... I forget the A index was a little high, so. But I mean, it's all. I take all that with a grain of salt because sometimes the numbers say it should be fantastic, and the bands are just rotten. I just listen when I hear stations blasting in. I know conditions are good. That's how I do it. It's almost like the testing for the weather. If I don't know if it's raining, I stick my hand out, and if it comes back wet, it's raining.
Very good there, Jim. Let's see if Charlie's on the road. N1LU, KD2DKO, you out there yet, Charlie?
KD2DKO, N1LU, good morning, everybody. Just got on the road, so give me a couple of minutes to get into within range of the repeater. But I am here, N1LU mobile.
Douglas, throw it over to Steve. KB2TIA, KD2DKO. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Carlos. And sorry about that. Me and Jim kind of got lost in conversation. I did realize you two guys were out there, and I heard you say you were going to take a five-minute break. And then I got lost in conversation. So my apologies. And I should have given Jim a heads up, so my apologies that way also. You know, just like I said, I get wrapped up in these things. So, yeah, but usually I'll start off on 20 meters, around 14, 225 or so. And if the bands are good, you're going to hear people there. It's almost a given that you're going to hear somebody talking, even when the conditions are crappy. And based on how loud they'll be to you, you're going to have a general idea of how good conditions are. So that's what I do anyway. So then I just spin the dial up a little bit or down a little bit, and you'll hear, based on the number of stations you hear, you know if it's open or not.
Very good. Yeah, no, I was always curious, you know, how it was that you guys could tell whether your band was open or not. And don't worry about it. It's nothing to apologize for. When I said I'd be on the side, I was doing something on the computer. So, yeah, I was listening in, but I had no reason to join in. Let's throw it over to Rocky, KD2VOR, KD2DKO. Say good morning to Charlie. Let's get this round table going.
Thanks, Carlos, KD2VOR. Good morning, Charlie. How are you, if you're in any kind of range?
I'm doing good. It's Friday. So, looking forward to the end of the day. Tough getting out of bed again, though, this morning. What did we got here? 57 degrees. I got the fan in the window. It feels like the house has the best air conditioning around. It's real comfortable sleeping weather. Yeah, I was tuning around real quick this morning on 20. The loudest station I heard was in Australia. 14162. I'm not sure who he was, but sounded familiar. It might have been that guy that that Jim worked. And Jim, I got your Ballon design. Didn't have too much of a chance to check it out, but I definitely will. I've seen that design. I haven't seen that article though. That's the first time I saw that article, so I'll be. It'll be interesting to check it out. K2MIJ. And good morning, Steve. As well as you. K2MIJ N1LU Mobile.
Okay, good morning, Charlie. Well, good. I'm glad you saw it. I was wondering if you got it. Well, just to let you know, that's what we were discussing here probably before you got in here. I built it. I'm using it right now. It works. So, yeah, throw one together. Unfortunately, the bands aren't all that good, but SWR... it's tunable so far. I've tuned it on 40 and 20. I haven't gone through the rest of the band, but it tunes up quite nicely. My SWR is flat on both of those bands. I'm going to try it on the rest of them tonight. Steve heard me on 40. I didn't even know he was listening for me. So that was good. At least somebody heard me. I went on CW, threw out a few CQs, and I was spotted by four skimmers, throughout the northeast and southeast on 40. So it works. Very simple to build. Nothing to it. Kind of a... Nah. I also found that... I dropped out. I also found another one tonight. I will copy that and send it to you also. Another variation, and looks once again very simple to build. So anyway, good morning, and I guess over to Steve, and then over to Rocky, I guess. So Steve to take it. KB2TIA, K2MIJ.
Just for the sake of argument here, it's not really a Ballon, right? It's more of an RF choke.
is a balance. An RF choke would be like a dirty balance. That's to get rid of common mode RF coming back down on the shield of a coax. Now this is a balance. This is balanced, unbalanced. So yes, it's an air core. It's not doesn't use any ferrets or any powdered core toroids or anything like that.
Okay. Well, it looks real good, I have to say, in the pictures. And I was expecting kind of more of that ugly bound that you see people make, and then they cover it up with electrical tape. And I always wonder how many rolls of electrical tape they go through to tape that up. But I definitely want to build one too. So if you can send me those plans also, I would appreciate it. So I have seen some around. You know, maybe you can even put up the plans on the site, on the Facebook group. And that's about it for me. Oh, look at this. The good news is my daughter left me a note saying, "Daddy, I love you." The bad news is that she's gotten into my post-its. So... over to you, Carlos. KB2TIA.
TIA, KD2DK, or what did you say, posters or postings, Steve?
Post-its. You know, the yellow paper pad that you stick notes on stuff.
Oh, okay, okay, post-its. I get it now. Yeah, well, you know, kids will be kids. But, no, it's really, that's, you know, it's cool that they got to enjoy the kids' day and, you know, get out to, I guess, to try the hobby out, you know. You never know, little by little, I guess that's when you get them involved and they're kids, you know. So, I don't know, next go around, let me know if they enjoy the hobby and you think that in the future they might be working their way towards becoming a ham radio operator. So let's pass it over to Rocky. I haven't heard from him in a while. KD2BOR, KD2DKO.
Thanks, Carlos, KD2BOR. I'm just going to go into the monitoring mode right now until I leave, or I might be back in. I'm just doing a few things here. So we'll be monitoring. We'll jump in and out. KD2BOR, over to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good. Not real talkative this morning. I got to get a cup of coffee in me. Had a late night last night with the pool still. Still struggling to get it clear, but it's getting there. I wanted to play a little radio, so I got on, I guess, about 7 o'clock. Bands weren't in bad shape at all. But I got up this morning, looked at QRZ, and everything says fair. So that's when I tuned around. The only guy I really heard was the guy in Australia. But he was in a queue, so I really didn't want to break him up. I haven't worked Australia yet, at least not officially. I think I worked one station one time, but never made it official with a QSL card. So I was tempted to break in, but they were in a nice casual conversation, so I left well enough alone. I could only hear one guy, just a guy in Australia. Could not hear who he was talking to. And, you know, I don't think I've gotten the New Zealand confirmation either. A little bummed about that. I don't know how long that's going to take. But other than that, I'll be stopping shortly for a cup of coffee. I forgot my snack from home, so I'm going to have to buy one at the very very high prices over here on the mobile station. And from the looks of the moon today, it should be full tomorrow, which would be nice if I was out in Long Island. I'd be going striped bass fishing. It's always nice to fish on a full moon for stripers. Let's see, K2MIJ, N1LU. What gauge wire was that? From the picture of the one you built, it's hard to get a feel for the gauge. It looks very large, but might have just been the photograph. Nothing in there really to give me an aspect ratio of how large it could be. And I like the two colors. It's easy to keep track of the ends when you use different color wire. KT2MIJ, N1LU.
Okay, N1LU, K2MIJ in the group. Okay, Charlie, yeah, you missed out. I was explaining to Steve where that wire came from. Now, it's very thin gauge wire, 16 gauge. And where it was gleaned from was, as I told Steve, you gotta watch, you gotta be the old ham. You gotta go out on garbage day, and when people are throwing out a vacuum cleaner or one of those kind of appliances, you walk around with a pair of dikes and you clip off all the cords. That is what I did. I stripped an old vacuum cleaner cord, took off the insulation, and I have two beautifully colored 16 gauge standard wires. And that's what the ballon is made out of. So it was a piece of PVC pipe, inch and a half PVC pipe, some free wire, and that's it. Yeah, a little tape to hold it on there for now. What I'm going to probably do is I'm going to probably hot glue it tomorrow, and so all the coils stay fairly neat, and then I'll probably wrap it in electrical tape, and that'll be it. Right now I have it clipped on with a couple alligator clips. I don't even have an SO239 on there. I have nothing. It's just I got a couple of wire nuts holding some of the things on there, and a couple alligator clips, and it tunes up just nicely. Works fantastic. So yeah, it's 16 gauge. 16 gauge wire. And that should be good. That should be good. Definitely up to a couple of hundred watts, 16 gauge. So, I keep dropping out here. Sorry. Yeah, that's all it is. 16 gauge wire, and it all came for free. So, that's the name of the game. And when you mentioned a full moon, boy, it's funny. We must be taking a like. I was thinking perfect weather for stripers. So. I haven't done any fishing in a long time, but that sounds like fun. So, I guess it's over to Steve, KB2TIA, K2MIJ.
Well, if any of you guys have your QRZ open, you can punch in KA2MGI and take a look at this guy's shack. KA2MGI. It's pretty wild. I had seen this guy's card on Google one day, and he has the Three Stooges on his card. So I said, you know what, let me look that guy up. So I looked him up, and he's got more pictures on his QRZ site, but he's got some crazy stuff there.
And I'm looking at it right now. He likes old radios.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm looking at his old telecrafters. I recognize him right away. you see the older radios he has on the side of his station. One day I was in the Levittown Library, and they had a display. All the showcases in the library had vintage radios. And they were there for like a month, so that was pretty cool to see. There was some kind of collector's club somewhere here in Levittown of vintage radios, and they had contacted the library or something and put on a display for the month.
Yeah, I've got an old Philco here from the 40s. It was going to be a present for my mom. What I was going to do was I was going to take an MP3 player and put it in there, have the dial light up, but all it was going to do was play 40s music, so I never got around to doing it. So it's still sitting here, and as usual, my procrastination was too late. I had refinished the whole radio. I did everything. It was looking great, but I never got around to actually doing that. So she was a big fan of the 40s music, so That was going to be her gift, man. I was going to have it so she would turn that thing on, and all it would do was just bring her back to the day. But anyway, this MGI guy, you know, I think I worked him on 40 meters.
You should look it up just to get his card. He looks like he'd be an interesting guy to know, that's for sure. And that's about it for now. So let me hand it back over to Carlos. KD2DKO, KB2TIA.
KD2TIA, DKO. Yeah, next time it goes around, Jim, I'd like for you to let me know if you have a linear amplifier, because I heard you say earlier that you're only interested when the bands open up, and I'm wondering if you're always on 5 watts or less, you know, doing your QRP. So I'm kind of curious whether you ever use a linear or just, you know, any other radio that puts out more than 5 watts, you know, to do your DXing with. And as far as what else was I going to talk about? Oh, I got these connectors from China last week. I ordered on eBay. They just came in today, so it's pretty fast delivery. Double PL259 and an SO239 to SMA, so that I can, when I get my meter, which I, my SWR meter that I ordered from eBay, I got the $29.98 that should be coming in tomorrow. I could hook up the Bofang and take some readings with it. I'm kind of curious what the SWR is with this ladder line. Anyway, I don't know if you heard earlier, but Rocky mentioned that he heard some station sharing this repeater frequency, I think with a PL tone of 88.5, and I think I checked it out on the computer. I think they're coming out of somewhere in Massachusetts, so the bands might be opening a little over here. Anyway, let me throw it back to Charlie, N1LU, KD2DKO. Maybe Charlie's filling up with gas or having his coffee break. Let's throw it over to Jim, K2MIJ, KD2DKO.
Okay, Carlos. Yeah, I think Charlie's probably still at the mobile there, getting himself some human gas, some of that go juice, that coffee. and a snack, so. Yeah, no, Carlos, I don't have any amplifiers, but I have been, I've been using the 450, which I need to put back on the shelf for a little bit and get back. I'm getting too used to QRO operation. I need to get back to just working the 817. Although I did turn the 450 down today, and I looked at the meter, and it looked like it was saying it was about anywhere between 5 and 7 watts that it was putting out, and I worked EI9JF in County Kildare, Ireland. He was looking for QRP only, and so I turned it down, and I was able to work him. So I haven't abandoned my QRP operations altogether. As far as other repeaters on this frequency, there's also, I'm pretty sure, a call. I think I said it was K1CDI, but I think it's KA1CDI. I've actually put them in into the Wokshan here, and their PL is 100. Then I can't hit them. I tried hitting it. I just can't make it in. But I hear them all the time, and they're in somewhere in Connecticut. So there's I've heard a number of repeaters on this same frequency as Alpine. I hear another Jersey repeater. I hear the one in Connecticut. And I'm not sure, I may have heard the Massachusetts repeater also. So anyway, that's about it from here. Over to you, Steve. KB2TIA, K2MIJ.
Okay. Just looking around eBay, looking at a couple of things. One thing I always wanted to get, just
just to have in the shack for old time's sake is one of those hand crank generators like the old phones use. So I'm looking at one that's six bars, and it says high voltage. But